You'll turn to Philippians chapter 2, beginning with verse 9. Philippians 2, verse 9. God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the feast of the Holy Name. Jesus has the name that is above every name. When I had to take that trip to Dallas at the beginning of last month, it was a hard trip, but there was something that really good that came out of that. My brother gave to me something to give to Christopher, and it's the Monroe Crest. My mother, her maiden name was Lyda Mary Monroe, and that Monroe Crest had been on her wall as long as I could remember, but anyway. But Christopher is the only member of our family alive today that has the name Monroe as part of his name. He's Christopher Monroe McLaughlin. And so my brother wanted him to have the Monroe Crest. So that was kind of cool, be able to give that to him. He put it on the wall in his bedroom. Yay! Just like his mother had, or grandmother had before him. So, but anyway, he's the only Monroe. And actually, what's interesting, too, is that my brother and I, we both have one son to carry on the McLaughlin name, only his son has five daughters,
four
daughters, one on the way, though.
No, Brittany has one.
Oh, Brittany has one on the way. So anyway, he's got four daughters, so there's nobody to pass on the McLaughlin name. So Christopher has to pass on the McLaughlin name as well. And Gideon now is the only one who can carry on that name. So anyway, but yeah, I'm a junior. I'm William Glenn McLaughlin Jr., but I dropped the junior when we got married. It was just too confusing, so many people. So anyway, but I'm very pleased to carry that name. But all of us carry a name. All of us are part of a family, and we're all part of that same family because we all who are baptized in Christ Jesus bear the name of Jesus Christ. We are family. We are all one in the name of Jesus, okay? But a name is not just an identification. A name is an expression of the person's essential nature, okay? A name reveals the character of that individual, all right? That's, Miranda and I were very careful in choosing Christopher's name before he was born, because we wanted it to say something about his character. And so the name Christopher means Christ bearer. And we wanted that for him. He obviously got the Monroe and the McLaughlin both on top of it. But anyway, Christopher, Christ bearer. Miranda's name, she is most admired. That's what her name is. And William, William is the conqueror, the warrior, but also the protector. So anyway, a name says a lot about a person. And in Luke chapter 2, verse 21, that we just read just a moment ago, it said that he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived. And we have a better explanation of that in Matthew's gospel in chapter 1, verse 21, following. Says that she, Mary, will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he is to have the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Jesus is the form of Joshua. Joshua is a savior. That's what the name means. He will save his people from their sins. And all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. So Jesus, he is the one who saves us, and he is the one who is present with us always. That's pretty awesome in and of itself. When we speak the name of Jesus, we make Jesus present with us. And that's why you never use the name of Jesus in vain. There are people who will say the name of Jesus at times which might not be tremendously appropriate. And if they really thought about it, and if he was present with them, they might not want to be doing what they were doing when they used his name. Okay? So you need to be careful about that. Let me give you an example of that. Actually, my father, when he was in the Army in World War II, a fellow soldier used to use the name of Jesus all the time in vain. And my father was telling me the story, and he said, whenever Jimmy or whatever his name was, whenever he would say this, say the name of Jesus, I would always fold my hands, bow, and make the sign of the cross. And this other soldier was just like, you know, he saw my father doing that, and he said, went on for weeks. And finally, one day, he just said, why the hell do you do that? And my father said, well, you're using the name of my Lord, and whenever you use his name, you make him present, and I'm just acknowledging his presence. After a while, Jimmy began to do it a little bit less, a little bit less, and a little bit less. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. But anyway, okay. But to know the name is to know the person, okay? To know the name is so much more than being able to just identify them. It has power. The name has power in and of itself. In Psalm 9, verse 10, it says, those who know your name trust in you. Those who know your name, the name of God, trust in you. You're the Savior. You are God with us. And for us, it goes even one step further because, as I said before, we're baptized in that name. And so we literally belong to him. He bought us with a price. And in Romans chapter 8, verse 16, it says, the Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs. Heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. Wow. Yeah, we're part of the family, but we're not just part of the family. We are heirs with Christ of all that is in God. We bear the name of Jesus Christ. We are his family. We are his sons and daughters, and we are his heirs. And we have, as it were, the family crest of Jesus Christ. Everything we do, this is important. Hear me out. Everything we do is done in his name because we are in him. Now, that can be a real sobering thought when you think about some of the things that you do. Okay. You're doing it in his name. We pray in his name. Every prayer that we pray in Christian prayer, we end the prayer with, in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, do this in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray in his name. We cast out demons in his name. We comfort the distressed. We heal the sick. We do all of this in his name. But we also do the mundane tasks of life in his name because we live in his name. We belong to the family of God. We make Jesus present when we speak his name, and we don't do that lightly. So we know the name, we know the person, and we are heirs. We are the family of God. We bear his holy name. Whenever we speak the name of Jesus, we make Jesus present. And to him, to Jesus Christ, be the glory now and forever. Amen.